Interview done by Kelly Knight. I'm Ruth Moore. She's a retired teacher here in Evansville. And the date's April 22nd, 1998. And we start by asking you questions. When and where did you?
I taught in the parochial at St. Agnes and Holy Rosary. They're all Catholic. And Marian Day School especially. And then later, I was the program director at St. Vincent's. I had primary grades.
And what years did you talk about?
What years? I taught from 1950 to 1985, but I had some time off. I took some stuff. One time I decided to retire, and then because I had an eighth grader to do things at school with him. So, but then I took that opportunity, education and gymnastics that time. And I don't know if you're familiar with lay teachers. I was a lay teacher at school. There were like one or two lay teachers and five or six nuns at that time. And so many of us did not have, but the pastor or the principal of the school knew us well enough to have faith in. And so I started teaching in 1958, and at the same year then I started working on college. Some of the first courses that I had, the first couple of years were all methods courses. We kind of got our education backwards. I took this first because we were in that situation. The different colleges in the area offered summer courses for us, gave them a special, like one of our, and it really did that. You know, they would have how to teach or methods of modern reading. We had all kinds of workshops and seminars. We were constantly, but it took me a long time to actually get enough credits to graduate.
And so. That's like
when you take just a couple of courses a year, it takes a long time to do
it. Even takes a long time to go to full time. So yeah. I can imagine. Describe the classroom you remember best.
They were all special. Maybe I'll tell you about the one in special education. It was just like any other classroom, actually. Everything was done with larger letters. Everything was primary type, alphabet, color, wooden, very big. In a particular classroom, I could say it was like any other classroom. We did have carpeting and we had desks as such. Now, there were times when I was a little bit older children. For the most part, we had tables, children spent a lot of time on them. Because at that time there was a lot of stress put on brain development. As much time as they could spend on the floor there for them. And we had special physical education classes that where they would have special gym clothes to wear. And because
were the students in your special education classroom, were they learning disabled or physically disabled or both?
Mostly learning, some were.
Describe a typical day in your teaching.
It's hard to do. There's there were no 2 days because of, in the Catholic school, we started out at that time, back in the, and we go in and have regular class periods. I think we, when I first started, we would basic, and then we 45 minute math. Of course, they all left. We had a morning, and after lunch, or half special days for art, we had the prayer classes every time we came. We'd start out. I don't know if they do that anymore, but I imagine they do in the. Are you familiar with
Catholic
school?
Yeah, I used to go to Catholic school, and we did the math. We had the prayer thing, religion class.
Mm-hmm.
But then they kind of started to go away from it more when I got, like, in fifth and sixth grade. We didn't focus as much on religion during the day. And then I went to public school after that. So I don't know what they do.
I know they don't go to mass every day. I think they may go once.
We went three times a week.
Did you? I know it, that it's a lot. Because we actually spent time to prayers. But now I think the trend is more to appearance, to help prepare them.
For the most part, did you have all grades, like first through sixth, or did you have certain grade levels?
I had, the first year I taught, I had second, third grade. The more gifted second grade and the regular third grade. And consequently, bright second grade, some of the third graders. And I taught third and grade the first year, and third grade just the third grade the second. And I went out to, I had a child. I went out to Holy Week, 2 years old, and second. That was it. Also had bright second grader and a rich third grade. They all and Then I went back to St. Agnes after 2 years built in school because it was right across the street from my home. So I went over there, and then I taught 2 years of fourth grade. All right, so just ask me.
Okay.
Just ask me. I would prefer that you ask me what you want.
Okay. Could you describe a student that you remember? Students.
What kind of things would you like to hear?
Just like the things that stick out most, that make you remember that, or if they touched your life or you touched their life.
I loved it, and I just kind of gave them attention as they need quite a while since I've done that. Mm-hmm. And then, especially, I don't think I have any one I could. There are several things about several different ones that stand out. I know it was a real pleasure to gift a second grade.
You just see him grab it.
I could just see him grab it. And then this, and especially some of the one child I had mentally retarded, but he never missed a spell. It's the word that he had ever seen written. The child especially liked it. He was 8, and he played basketball constantly. The best. He made every basket he would throw. We had some very good views like that. They had their problems, but there was something special in art and their talent.
How far would your typical paycheck go?
Oh, not very far, because when that year that I started to make six, that was the beginning. Lay teachers, I was one of the first to perish. None of us. We lacked it anyway, and my husband, he said, well, go ahead and teach. They don't pay you anything if you enjoy doing it. So mm-hmm. That's why I did. But I got raises along the way.
Were you involved in any extracurricular activities throughout the school day that you had?
Not particularly. Like I was a lot of, I did work after. I tried to.
Can you think of an historical event that happened during your teaching career and describe what the school was like on that day, or such as the assassination of President Kennedy?
That's one that did happen during mm-hmm. that time. But you know, I don't know that the children about it, because they were second, and I don't think they realized what had happened, but I know they felt very saddened and shocked about it, and the Holy Redeemer, and we just could not believe. And I don't recall if we did anything special. We might have gone in which sounds, you know, that's typically what they do special.
What were some of the most trying situations?
I guess trying to get more education, because I had very conscious of not having the training that I wanted. So we worked extra hard at trying to get a job. There was the sister, this principal assigned one, and we sort of my company, and closely with her in the teacher manual textbook to get ahead. I was like, what are you reading? There were some more teachers. I wish I had time to read the manual. But we had to, and actually that's what I did. It's how I learned studying and class study. So I'm not a typical teacher, not a retired for that reason. But I really don't think the children suffered, because I had 7 children, and I really did discipline. Besides that, I loved it.
And since you were conscious of not having that training, you probably were just as good, if not better, than anyone.
Well, we really were, and we stayed hard. And we really, every lay teacher that I knew was a very overcome arms about teaching. I worked extra hard. With the summer classes we had, there were several different colleges, St. Mary's, San Andrew Brescia, St. Benedict College. That's no longer in existence. I came along, of course. Let's see, now I don't know if I'm getting off on other things. I don't know if I'm really answering all your questions. So just feel free to step in. Mm-hmm.
If you were going to go to college right now, would you become a teacher all over again?
Yes. It's just really fascinating. In fact, I think if I had been younger at the time, I would have gone for my doctorate, and I would like to get a doctorate in Montessori style.
That is a nice style. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do they do that? Do they follow that method in schools today?
I'm not far enough into the education right now to know if they teach us that style, but I've read a lot about it. Gives a child a chance to think for themselves. Uh-huh.
And I worked part-time at Montessori school when I took some time off, and I really had a lot of respect for that method. The children learned, but no one was, the discipline was good, and every child was, everything was in its place. But still, they didn't have to. I wasn't a teacher. I was just kind of an aide. And then I worked with one special problem, my special, but that was when I was taking courses out there to study. But I just had respect for it. And then we try to use a lot of it in special education. And we go to seminars and study the different.
So Do you ever wish that you had chosen a different career?
No. I was very happy.
Did you ever teach a celebrity or someone that went on to be famous?
Not really famous. Several of the students have done well, but I don't know. Yeah.
How would you define a good or an effective?
I think one that understands, a very good understanding of children and their needs, and one that has a high respect and high regard for a child's individuality, and his very person and patient kindness, be able to overlook a lot. At the same time, one that tries to help each child. And I think that you have to have a high respect for the child as a person, regardless of what he's capable of. I know in taking individual, some students are doing very well in class, but they had a good basic personality. But in a classroom or in a school situation, maybe that personality coming through, but they were different to a child. It's challenging, but that was interesting. It's about trying to help each child.
Was there ever a time you thought your job might be in jeopardy?
In jeopardy? Not really, but there were many times when I felt in it because of all this. But that would be not when the children were there, knowing that something was special. So we'd study after hard and read up on the subject because they had told us that that we were late as long as we worked in our education, all things considered.
How big were your classes?
I think they were larger than they are now, but I think the first year I had in second graders, like 25, third graders, which wasn't bad at the time. You know, that was pretty. But of course, in special education, 5 or something.
What would you consider to be the ideal class size?
I think 20.
What kinds of technology learned to use during your career, such as movies, film strips?
We didn't use any computers, but we had TV of some. I think maybe we had one in the school. But I guess.
Describe your relationship with the administrators you worked with. Were they very supportive and everything?
Yes, because we worked with the principal of the school.
How was your curriculum or the course of study?
For myself or
for the children? For what you taught? Was it just handed to you? Was it already laid out?
We had certain subjects to teach and certain things to cover, but we weren't told how to on start. Just so we had the subject across. I pretty well followed the band, but then I liked always to have time for questions.
When did you feel successful, or describe a successful event?
That's hard to say. I felt that I was doing the job all along. When I changed from the primary grades in Catholic special education, I felt that step up was entirely different. I felt as a person that was successful.
After you retired, did you ever wish that you could go back, or were you glad once you retired, were you glad to get away from it?
I really can't say that I really ever want to go back, but I would. But I retired from the St. Vincent de Paul having troubles with health. So I was glad to be able to responsible for the job. But one of my jobs at the daycare center, I worked with it. So, I would go back within a minute. but it's a different time in my life. If I would feel as good now as I did, I would say yes, back.
Do you ever see any of your past students?
Yes, occasionally.
How did that make you feel?
Good. Especially when they recognize me and I would... I taught my own son and two nephews the first year that I taught. And on the playground, somebody overheard him say, "Hey, Donnie, why do you call your mom Mrs. Moore? Why do you call your mom Mrs. Moore?"